We are learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph. We are beginning 5 lines from the bottom of Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis. Yesterday we started a Shaila that Rav Sheshes, they asked from Rav Sheshes, is an Eid Echad B'Yevam Neman? That means, if an Eid Echad comes and says that the husband died and there's no children, which means the son died first, that was part of the Eidus, and in order to do Yibum, the halacha is that you let him be samech on the aid, not only to get remarried, but even could do yibum. What do we have mean or not? Because maybe she likes her brother-in-law, and since she likes her brother-in-law, so therefore she might make a mistake. Kamash v'lon that she is that the aid echad is nema. We're not worried of rachmalei. V'ikad amri, 5 lines of bottom. We're starting. V'ikad amri holos avoy halach. That's not even a shayla. Why? The Mishnah says that she herself is neman to say that her husband died in order to do Yibum. That's not what the Mishnah. Isha Sha'amra Meis Baili. If Isha walks in and says that her husband died, Tinase, she get remarried. Meis Baili, if she says her husband died, to Siavim, she even do Yibum. So you see, if she's Naman, so then, of course, Eid Echad is Naman, because even she herself is Naman. So that's not a Shaila in order to do Yibum that she's Naman. Kisa Bailach, Lemishri Yavam Al Alma. The Shaila is, is the Eid Echad Neman to be, let a Yavama marry out? Marry not the to do Yibum, but to marry Lashuk. What's the Shaila? My time with the Eid Echad Mishum the Milsa, David, Lagulay, Meshaker, Hamashaker. Is the Ikka reason why Eid Echad Neman is caused to be, it's possible, you know, to be found out. The mace will come back. So therefore, he doesn't lie. Here also, the Eid Echad won't lie. I don't want time with the Eid Echad Mishum the Eidai come in. So, what made the reason is because she herself is very careful. Here she won't be careful because the Mistahu the Sanyalay, she hates her brother so much, she wants to believe the aid who says that there's no Yibum here, and let's say the brother died also. Therefore, the Eid Echad will be Neman to marry her off Lashuk. And she'll believe that because she hates her brother and she wants to be go a little shook. She doesn't want to do Yibam. So that'll be having, maybe she won't be medacting so much because she's, because at the end of the day, she doesn't like her brother-in-law. Now, that's more Shaila. Is it Erech Neman to marry Yavam Lashuk? Now, what's the tzad over here that the Erech should be Neman, that, let's say, the Eid is saying Eid is that the Yavam, the brother-in-law, died, and therefore she's Mut Lashuk. L'chayra here, what's the chumrah that we gimachma on her at the end of the day? What am I going to say? That if it turns out that the Yavam is really alive, then she'll be also to the Yavam and to the new husband. And that's how it is now also. She doesn't like her Yavam anyway, and she can't marry Lashuk. So what's she scared of? What's the chance she's taking by believing this aid? This Taisus has a similar kasha at the end of Masra Erech B'Yavam. Taisus says that saying in that case, there's no chayim v'seifa. He asks it on the Gemara before. Same kash over here. So Taisus said that since usually the nashim are medaktik by eid echad because of the chumra v'seifa, they're used to that, and therefore there's a svara of daika mitzvah. But here the shaila is, maybe there's no daika mitzvah. Why not? Because here she hates her brother so much, she'll automatically believe the eid echad that says that her brother and die, and therefore you can marry the shuk. So more shal is the Eidach Neman to say that the Yavama could go and marry the shuk. Omul Rav Sheshes Tani Sua. I'll bring it right from our Mishnah. Omulah, it says in our Mishnah that the Eidach came and said, Meis Bailech, your husband died, V'achem Meis Bunech, and afterwards the son died. That means there's no Yibum, because B'shas and the husband died, the son was still alive, Finissas, and she went to marry the shuk without any chalitza. Afterwards, Adam said it came to say that the opposite was true. What's the halacha? Tetzei, she has to leave her. She has to leave the shuk. She has to leave her second husband because it turns out really she's chayav yibum. Vavlad rishon va'achri mamzer, and the vlad's a mamzer. She stays with the second one, and the original before the dvarim Adam came to chilav dvarim also it's a mamzer because going according to Rabbi Kiva holds the yavam shuk is a chayav mamzer. So Heichidam, what's the case that things switched? Ilem Etrei Utrei, if the first two Edom came and said that Meis Bailech V'Achem Meis Benech, and that's why she went Lashok. So when two Edom come and say now it's the opposite is true, the son died first, why trust in second Edom more than the first Edom? My chazus samchas ahani is mechani. Why are you samach on the second aid more than the first aid? The second aid them more than the first aid them. It's tray against tray. Void. Why is it a mamzer vaday? Void mamzer. Sovik mamzer. Only sovik mamzer. Vechitem in loy dok. Maybe when it says mamzer means takas sovik mamzer. V'ham v'toni sefer. In the sefer it says there is the case where we had enough to do yibum. There, Adam said mace. That your husband died, and she got remarried, and then another Adam come and say, no, at that time, the husband was still alive, and now he died. So it says in the Sefer, Harishin Mamza, Va'achrene Mamza. After the second pair of Adam come, it's not a Mamza. Why not? Because right now already her husband's dead. So we see that we're medactic, like we spoke at yesterday. Why is that a child that it's not lav dafka? Because the Achron, really, according to Tosfos, beginning of Perek, is a mamzer mederabanan, and still says any mamzer. So we see we're talking about the raisa. So mamzer means mamzer vaday. So you can't say it's pshat. Shmami no dafka ketoni. That's a mamzer. So what's pshat? It's tray against tray. Why is it a vaday mamzer? El lav chad. The first one aid was a one. First aid achad came and said that. First, your husband died, then your son died, and then the son died, therefore there's no Yibum. And she went and married the Shuk. And then two Adam said, no, it's the opposite. The time had also been Trey Achashua, because two Adam came and disproved the first aid. You see, Eid Echad Nemon. So what do you see from here? We have a question. Is it Eid Echad Nemon to marry off a lady who's Chayv Yibum L'Shuk? And here we see, Yinemon. Here we see, Yinemon. Zogti Gemara, no. It's not a right. Loilam treyah treyah. Someone treyah treyah. I ask him, why is the second Adam number one the first Adam? The second Adam said that the first Adam on Isim. So disqualified the first Adam. You know, treyah treyah usually is not believed against treyah. But when it's azoma, it works. So here is Eide azoma. Hakanami, Eide azoma. Here is Eide azoma. Ah, you're going to say, what do you mean? It says that they said chilaf hadvarim. So Zokta Arachanei, they said two things. First of all, they said that you're Mono Yisem. And by the way, this was a story. He died, and then the son died first, and then he died. And therefore, the Zechi of Yibum. Now, interesting, the Gemara before, on yesterday's daf, the last Gemara we learned yesterday, the Gemara arrived in the Mishnah, the Gemara didn't say this Tain of Eide HaZama. So the Rosh in Siman Dal talks about that, and says, Echanam, you could have Tained that before, but the din is true anyway, because you learned that from the Isha herself, who's Nehman to say, Meis Bailey. But here, we're back with the shaila here, is the Eid Echon Nemon to allow a Yevam L'Shuk. Again, what is the case? The case here is like this. Reuben and Shimon are brothers. Reuben dies without children. And Shimon is Oymet to do Yibum. And Eid Echad says Shimon died as well. Could the Isha get remarried now L'Shuk or not? So what was two stardom? We learned. Either it's Shalas because anytime it's Avid L'Gluya, the Eid Echad Nemon. Or you need Daika Mitzvah here. She hates Shimon so much, she'll want to believe anything, and she'll believe the Eid Echad, therefore, it's not Nemon. That's Gemara Shaila.
And Eid HaZama, yeah. How can they say what happened? They said they weren't in that place. You're saying the second
No. One of Yisem, then at a different time they saw it. Not the same time.
I mean, the Mish happened at a different time.
Right. Not at that time, yeah. Omer Amor Tchler Vashi, Ramlev Vashi, Toshima, Charbing Araya. It says, in the Mishnah later on, Ein Ishan Amenes Loimar Meis Yevami Sheinase. Isha is not Nemun to say, let's say it's Reuven and Shimon, Isha is not Nemun to say that Shimon died, because I want to get remarried. She's not Nemun. Veloi Meisa Achaisi Shekonis Labesa. She can't say, give Edis that her sister died, and she wants to marry her sister's husband. She's not Nemun to say that but the sister died. So the deek is like this. He knew loy mehemna. She's not nemun. Eidach mehemna, but Eidach is nemun. So what do you see? You see, Eidach is nemun to say that there's no yibum and she can marry the shuk. Right, the Gemara, is that a diyek? But tameich emer seifa ena ish nemun loy mer meis achi. A man is not nemun to say that my brother died. She yav mes ishtok. He wanted yibum to his wife. But loy, he's also not nemun meis ishtok she esa chosa. You can't say Eidus that his wife died in order to marry his sister. So make the same deal. Who knew Loi Mehemen? Ha Eirecha Mehemen, but Eirecha is Nehemen. So that's not possible. Why? Because Bishop would have an Isha, Mashem Aginu, Aguna, Gila, Barabonim. Bishop would have an Isha, we can have a Havamina to say that Eirecha is Nehemen. Why? A special thing we allowed Eirecha to be Nehemen by Isha, by Eidus Isha. Why? because Isha wants to get remarried. She's going to be aguna. Therefore, there's a havina in Eches Neman to say that someone died in order for her to get remarried. Alagabi Ish, by Ish, what's the havina in Eches Neman to say that his wife died in order for him to get married to the sister? No aguna there. Alagabi Ish, my inklamema. What are you going to say? By Ish. So there's no tzad there that the diak is true. So you can't say, the Mara first wanted to bring a raya from this Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, ain't Ish in the Menas. Ha Eirach HaNeman. The Mara says, no. Say voice is the same like diak. It says, Ish is not Neman. You can tell me the Eirach is Neman. It's not possible for Eirach to be Neman. There's no Eirach HaNeman by Ish at all. So our karka is not a diak. Ella. So what's pshat in this Mishnah? It's hard, then it's pasha that Ish is not Neman, the same as Yivami. So what's the Chiddush? Ella ki itzrich, le Rabbi ki vitzrich. Since Rabbi Kiva holds his mom's mechayev alavin, ema chayisha kekula v'daika. So I'm reading without the word zara. I'm reading like Rashi. Rashi learns like this: since if you're Rabbi Kiva, there's mom's mechayev alavin. So therefore, if she makes a mistake and she marries Lashuk, the halacha is she gets all the chumras that she's usher to everyone, and since she's usher to everyone. So therefore, there's a daika or mincava. So the havamina would be is that the havamina would be is that maybe Isha should be neman to say meisi vami because she's worried about the chumras that are going to be on her. Ema chayisha kekula of a daika kamash v'lon. No, that would not chayishish. This is how Rashi learns the ma'isa that Rashi says. Ella, Rashi Master Ella. You have to tell him it's that halacha itself. Leave Rabbi Kiva itzrich. The sak that when Hovar Mekiva Yesh Mamzim Yivam Lashuk Chai Shal Kekulo. She worry about a kilkul. V'chi Omer Meisi Vami Tenase Kamashon Demehemne. So Zim Nesanyle. L'Maisa V'Kushi. She sometimes hates her brother-in-law. Therefore, she'll lie for that. So therefore, the halacha is that she's not Nema. But that alone is a chiddush, and therefore it's no diak. I can ask me, so what's the chiddush of the Sefer? By Ish, ain't Ish Neman. If it's not for Diak, what's the chiddush that ain't Ish Neman to say that Meis Achi, or either case? So the Ramban says, the chiddush is that maybe there also, we don't have, you know, that he's Neman because the Isha won't allow herself to get married to the brother unless she knew it was true because she's going to get messed up. So therefore, Kamash V'lon, no, the Isha is also not Neman for the same Kamash V'lon. So at the end of the day, right now, we still don't know. Is it eight echad neman to be led a yavam and marry Lashuk? We don't know. We're still the same shayla. So Rava tries a raya. Rava ama eight echad neman be yavam and makav chaima. Eight echad is neman to allow a yavam to marry Lashuk from makav chaima. Why? If leis a karis atarta, which means for aishus ish, we allow the aishus ish to go ahead and marry. So lav. Listen, Karas Atartal, Issa Lav, Le Kolshagain, for Issa Lav, Vam Le Shuk, of course, will be Naman Erecha. Omle Hurabala Rava, he Atzma Techiach. She herself, I'll show you, Nagel Kavachem, why? We said before that she walks in and says, Mace Bailey, she's Naman. But if she says, Mace Yavami, she's not Naman. She says her brother in law, she's not Naman. See, she herself is a Raya that this is not a true Kavachem. He asked with the chiyach, "Lisa kares atarta, lisa lava atarta." Vela ihi, my time lehem. Now, what's the hakap shot? Why? It's a less chomer to get iser yavam l'shuk. Why is she not neman? The e my time lehem. They give him the zim nesanya. Lo loy daik aminsva. She's not careful. Out of economy, give him the zim nesanya. Lo loy daik aminsva. She's not medayik, and therefore it's not a raya. If the kavachem is not a raya, and the more blibes in the shayla, if eight echad is neman by yavam l'shuk. That means we have before that an eight echad is neman to go do yibum. That she is neman. Alkaponim, we see because she herself is neman. They have eight echad neman also. But the gabe eight echad yavam l'shuk, that the gemara stays with a shayla. Even though Rav Sheshes and Rava both pushed it, so therefore, but they tried to be pushed to shayla. Ma'isa the gemara blibes with a shayla. So the gemara vayta said in the mishnah, end of the mishnah, that the halacha is if you get a get from the from someone who's not a husband, for example, it said a case there that Eidecha came and said, Meis Bailech, your husband died. She went ahead and did Kedushin to someone else. Don't do Yivam now, someone else. And then the husband came back walking back. Send our Mr. Chiddush is like this, that she's allowed to go back to her first husband. Why? Because only Kedushin. And you don't need a get. And even the Mishnah, even if you give a get, even if the second husband gives a get, it's nothing that get. It doesn't pass the whole to kahuna. Why? Because it says the isha grusha meisha la yikachu. A kohen only also to someone who's grusha meisha. This is not her husband, the second person. Therefore, there's no issue. The get is nothing. That was medrash, the medrash that he darshan. As zu darash Rav Elazar and Maaseh, the isha grusha meisha la yimishen isha. Dr. Gemara, Om Rav Yudam Rav, havelei la Rav Elazar la medrash bei megarnisa. He should have darshan in his pasuk something else, a diamond, a pearl. The darish bechaspa, and he darshan a piece of pottery. Why? Because the thing he darshan is pashut. Of course, a get from someone who's not a husband. Of course, not a get. But he could have darshan a much more deep, a much deeper thing. My merganisa, the time of the brisa, v'isha grusha meisha, and we darshan his pasuk like this. A filin is garsha meisha. This is a case. Let's say someone gives a get to his wife that says, you are divorced from me, but you're not mutter to the whole world. So it's not a good get, but it's enough to pass the lakuna. Pasul lakuna. Why? Because the darshan, v'isha grusha v'isha, if you're only grusha from the isha, from your husband, that's enough to call a grusha. V'hainu reyach I get the pasul lakuna. That's the reyach I get that passes by kuna. That's a reyach I get that passes by kuna. It's called reyach I get. Like one of them, he tells you could have darshan much better drasha. The drasha of our mishta that get that's not from someone out of the husband doesn't need a drasha. It's pasha. You could have darshan such much better drasha that even if it's only a shvach get, which means it's only a get from the husband, that's enough to pass the kuna. It's reyach I get.